90.5.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by PACE, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. National Cabinet is meeting as we speak to decide on a roadmap for how Australia will begin easing coronavirus restrictions. From Canberra, Amanda Culp reports.
Small businesses around the country are crossing their fingers that today's National Cabinet will bring some welcome news. Elite and Community Sport are also hoping that restrictions might be eased. Scott Morrison will present a plan for how businesses and citizens will get back to normal later this afternoon. However, the government is conscious of the risk of a second wave. Changes to restrictions are likely to be implemented in four-week increments, so health officials have time to assess their impact on infection rates. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
18 new coronavirus cases have been reported across the country today. 13 of the cases are in Victoria, with 8 connected to Melbourne Abattoir Cedar Meats. 71 COVID-19 cases have now been linked to the facility. 4 new infections have been reported in New South Wales. 1 is a staff member at an aged care home in Sydney's West, where 101 people have tested positive. Western Australia has reported its first case in more than a week in a 29-year-old man who has recently returned from overseas, while there are no new cases in Queensland. The nation's death toll remains at 97. Australia's Federal Police and Anti-Money Laundering Watchdog have helped bust an overseas child abuse ring. 3 children, a boy aged 13 and 2 girls aged 5 and 14, were rescued after being abused in the Philippines. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton told Sky News Australia had worked with Filipino and UK authorities to catch the predators. Mr. Dutton says child sex abuse websites have recently seen a surge in traffic, prompting concerns more children were being groomed.
We know that in the COVID environment at the moment, more people, both adults and children, are spending time online, and we're really worried that kids are being groomed, and there's evidence already that the Federal Police have spoken about.
New data has revealed more Australians are taking up online gambling since isolation. Santhi Gregory has the story.
Australians making Google searches like online casinos and online poker has quadrupled since the pandemic was declared. And data from the Australian government has found almost half of men under 30 who are employed full-time have done more online gambling since social restrictions began.
Particularly those who might be at risk of gambling-related harm might be turning to online gambling. They're spending more, or they might be signing up.
Dr. Rebecca Jenkinson from the Australian Gambling Research Centre says there is hope some people at risk of gambling can kick their habit since pokie venues are closed. But she says the uncertainty and anxiety of COVID-19 could push some people to move their habits online.
In sport, the Adelaide Crows have admitted to breaking AFL coronavirus protocols and have apologised for a group of 16 players training en masse. The Crows face AFL and possibly SA police sanctions after the group of players and an assistant coach, who were meant to be self-isolating at a golf resort in the Barossa Valley, trained together yesterday. The club's head of football says no one was deliberately trying to flaunt the rules. AFL restrictions prevent more than 2 players training together.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 25 degrees, looking towards a top of 27. Sunny and light winds and a gorgeous autumn Friday that we're having today. The sun will set tonight at 7:09. Looking for the rest of the week, Saturday and the weekend, mostly sunny, 14 to 25. Cooler for Mother's Day, sunny, 9 to 18. And back to work Monday, sunny and 5 to 19. There. The moon is now waning away after being full moon yesterday. And just going to have a look at the traffic, just getting it up for you now, and let's play that now.
The updated traffic, brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
And the lunchtime traffic, Padstow M5 motorway on Fairford Road off-ramp. A car breakdown, one of two eastbound lanes closed. It's lane one. Matraville, Botany Road between Bunurong Road and Bunbora Point Road. Crash of a car, two or three westbound lanes closed. Lane one and two, you're best to avoid the Botany Road area there at Matraville. St Mary's M4 motorway on Mamre Road off-ramp. A semi-trailer has broken down, one of three westbound lanes. Our lane's closed. Lane two, heavy vehicle tow truck is there. And Smithfield, Cumberland Highway at Paulding Street. A truck breakdown. One or two northbound lanes closed. It's lane two. And it is Business Insights with Mario. Good afternoon, Mario. How are
Good
you?
Good afternoon, Darren. How are you?
It's great to be with you. What a gorgeous Friday it is.
It is. You know, I mean, I'm just listening to how you announced that the weather, and I think it's going to be beautiful for the Mother's Day and the weekend. And we're
Lovely
enjoy.
Mother's Day. And are you ready for your mother?
Yeah, I am. My mom, she's gone a long time ago. But, like, you know.
The thing is, exactly.
But I'm truly hoping that everybody's going to be with their mothers, show the gratitude and love to them, because it's the most important thing we all be gifted, you know what I mean? The love.
Indeed.
You know what I mean? Life, yeah.
Indeed.
And I love, you know, some, I love the music in background.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, like.
Good choice.
Good choice. Yeah, I'd like to say, Darren Capes Davis, for, you know what I mean, for making this show much more professional. And as you can hear it, the music in background is being chosen by Darren and myself. And it looks, sounds good, actually. Look, it sounds good. You know what I mean? Like, I can't believe it. I got to record myself more.
Exactly. It's music and it's a great day. Yeah. And we've got some great guests coming up this afternoon between now and 2 o'clock.
But the better news it is that we are actually, from today, we're going to see some, okay, maybe New South Wales, not today, but from Monday, we're going to see more easing restrictions. And, you know, it's going to people start moving more. And we're going to be, now come back to the normal, but, you know what I mean? But lucky, all of our listeners, I'd like to say thank you to our listeners and all our sponsors of Alive 90.5. Thank you for being the part of this great radio station. And again, I'd like to say big, big thanks to the Darren Cap Davis, who is with me in studio for second week and try to make it this. Not try, he's making this show looks and sounds better than was before. Thank
it's
you, Darren.
It's a pleasure, Mario. Yeah. And I look forward to speaking with our guests this afternoon.
Yes.
any insight as to what our listeners can hear this afternoon?
Look, the first guest, I know it's unusual, and, you know, I mean, like, did you ever wondering how your future is going to look like?
I think my future is what I make it. But you never know, someone may tell me totally different.
Well, I'll give you this little secret, that person who's going to be on our guest, Annabelle van der Hoed, I think is going to pronounce the surname properly, Hoed. She's a Dutch background, but for those who are looking for the entertainment, you know, I mean, how to see the future to be much better, Annabella, she's going to discover the secret, how she assists the people to go maybe to crisis or find the loved ones, on how to help each other by seeing a little bit forward in future through the some magic.
And I was reading her bio, and she does have a lot of love and care. And yeah, I can see how that comes through as well.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very interesting to hear from her and how she stitches that all together.
Yeah, I'm expecting from your questions as well. So,
it's
going to be interesting. Yeah.
I've been doing my research. Well, shall we just get onto a track now while we get Anna on the line?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're listening to Live 90.5, Business Insights with Mario.
And Darren.
Darren, of course. And gorgeous autumn Friday. And here is the Steve Miller Band with Abracadabra.
Stops. that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral with none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance? $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02-9659-0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes here from Dhurlpool Shop. I opened our shop intending to always listen, really listen, to our customers so we could fully understand and meet their pool needs. Along with that, we stocked the top brands of pool chemicals, cleaners, pumps, filters, heaters, fittings, spare parts, you name it. You'll find full details on our website at dhurlpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 Newline Road, Dhurl. We'll help you to get your pool just the way you want it.
Dhurl Pool Shop, station sponsor.
You are listening to Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
It's 12:15 and you're on Business Insights with Mario. And Mario, take it away.
Yeah, Darren, look, it's a pleasure to have today the very, very unique guest. Her name is Annabella van der Hoed. And I presume I say it properly, her surname. It's not such a traditional Aussie name. And the reason why I had this guest on show, it's, you know, how to predict the future. And I can't ask and say more, you know what I mean, about this person, be genuine, kind, and a generous person. Her name is Annabella van der Hoed. Annabella, how are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
No bad. Darren and I, we are very keen to start rolling with you. But let me just read a little slow bio, you know what I mean, about you. Very slow. Why Annabella? She's unique. She's assisting many people around the globe by applying tarot reading and healing methods. Does a tarot card readings truly predict the future? You're going to answer this to us. But who is Annabella? Her healing journey began with her beloved mother's failing heat, finding her gift in massage and energy healing. Indeed, she regularly massaged her mother when she went into the nursing home, the longest living resident at the time, due, according to the nursing staff, the muscle stimulation, flexibility, and continued genuine human touch. Combining massage and Reiki healing with a side of tarot consulting, the latter loving her, I mean Annabella, her clients explore the complex themes and so often surface through the healing sessions. Belly treatments restore body, emotions, mind, soul, and spirit. Annabella, thank you for being our guest.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that lovely introduction about me.
I know. Really, I wrote this about you. Do you like it?
I do.
Yeah,
Darren, just
check my English, you know what I mean? Otherwise, it will be reader who knows what and how. But Annabella, who is Annabella? Who is Annabella van der Hoed? Did I say properly the surname?
Yeah, well, it's actually van den Hout, but don't worry, because a lot of people have trouble with my name and they always think the Hout is Hoot.
Yes.
But otherwise, it would be spelled H-O-O-T. H-O-O-T rather than H-O-U-T. But no.
Did you be successful with avoiding police and ATO with your surname?
It's a little bit of a challenge. If you like a little bit of trivia, it means from the woods.
Yes.
That's what my name means, yeah.
Well, who is Annabella van der Hoed?
Okay. Well, look, you said it very well when you said that I was a massage therapist. I still do massage therapy. Well, not now with COVID-19, but I was doing it. And I used to do it out in the market, in the marketplace.
Yes.
I had a market store at, most recently, at Market at Manly. At third Saturday of every month at Manly Markets, Village Markets. And that was great. I had a chair and people would sit in the chair and have a massage or they'd have their hands treated. And then as well as that, in that I incorporated the some Reiki, which I like, which is energy healing. And I did some tarot reading. And I started tarot more really heavily last year. Mm-hmm. And then since then I've been doing it more. It's been developing at a rather lovely pace.
Yes.
And now I regularly, when I see friends, they if they've got an issue or a concern or a question, they ask me if I'll do a read for them, which I happily do. And I was also doing that at the markets. Now I do it for friends and I can do it online as well.
Oh, okay. Darren, did you ever try any type of this healing, Reiki healing, or did you ever tried?
No, I haven't. I have not tried at all. I'm a newbie. I'm fresh out of the woods, so to say. So okay. Annabelle from the woods can help me there.
Annabelle, so what's the... are we entertaining you, Annabelle? Okay, that's, you should entertain our 1.5 million listeners of the Live 90.5. But the point we're trying to make, what's Reiki healing, please? Can you just describe us, you know, I mean, in your words?
Reiki is an energy healing, and it initiated, was started in Japan a long while ago by Japanese people, and it was developed in Japan. And it's more, that's more of an energy form of healing in which they work on different parts of the body and heat. And it's very healing. And people have Reiki for all kinds of things to help them. And I would do that. I did that when I used to see my mum in the nursing home when I used to visit her, because yes. She passed 2 years ago. But it's, what's nice about that is it's very gentle. Mm-hmm. And you don't actually even have to touch people with that, and not everybody wants the touch, and it's all in the hands, so it's sort of heat from the hands. But you have to be attuned with that, like you have to have learnt it and be attuned.
What do you mean attuned?
I mean, attuned means like you have a Reiki master who teaches you,
yes.
And they teach you how to do the technique and to practice it, and then you have to practice, and then they, once you've grasped it,
yes.
they give you a level, so you can start at the basic level and then you go to level one, level two, and if you continue to go up, you can become a master, which means you can teach it. But I'm not teaching it, I'm just practicing it.
Okay.
But it works very nicely with massage.
Okay, so the question I do have, why are people skeptical about Reiki healing? You know, like how we can touch with the, you know, how we can heal with the hands. It looks like a Jedi, Master Yoda, and Darth Vader, you know what I mean? Like this.
Yes, well, thank you for that question. When I do that at the in the marketplace, and I had clients there, as you can imagine, giving treatments in that environment can be a little bit challenging because mm-hmm. it's noisy and busy and all kinds of things are happening. And especially when I start at the top of the head and I work my way down their back, they would put them in a kind of in a meditative state.
Yes.
And they'd close their eyes, and as I would also work through them, and it would be almost like going into a nice relaxing place in your mind, and it's, you're kind of shutting out the world, and it's like a higher energy coming through, working through the body. And I'd ask the clients to breathe as well, so we'd use the power of the breath at the same time to relieve internal anxiety or worry. We'd be releasing it by relaxing through the breath, letting out bad air, breathing in fresh air, that, so to speak. And it was hard to explain, but it was a very unique feeling. And I would always sense when the client was finally relaxing, because we'd go to a different level and you could feel it. And we were very in tune. It was almost like no one else mattered, just my client and I in the marketplace. But all the hustle and bustle was not around. It was just us. It's
very beautiful. That's very interesting, eh? Well, look, Annabella, like, we take the short break. You know, have a sip of water, and we're going to continue after this, you know, just a few minutes. You know, we take some advertising and some commercials, and, you know, I mean, like, we give you the breather, and we'll be back with more questions for you.
Fantastic. I look forward to it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Stay online. Don't go.
Just a special touch of paradise. 90.5.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02882 9837. insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1-800-009-292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1-800-009-292.
Station sponsor.
You are listening to Alive 90.5.
If you'd like to know more about us, jump onto our website.
www.alive905.com.au.
It's 28 minutes past 12 and you're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And we're speaking with Bella on the line.
Bella, indeed. Bella, that she can see the future. So Bella, you know, thank you for joining us today on the studio on Alive 90.5 and making our listeners very happy to hear something new in this COVID-19 crisis. You know, everybody looks for the some type of the, I would say like, you know, comfort and try to see how they can go easier to the crisis. Everybody has a different ways. You know, some people are watching more Netflix, some people eat more Nutella like myself, but some people like to know what the future looks like maybe, and as well why the Reiki healing is good and how he works. But we spoke about Reiki, now let's go talk about Tarot, because in your impressive resume, and as I said, like a very generous, very kind person, I know you, I like to know, what is the Tarot? Darren and I, we try to Google everything, but Dr. Google, he gives us so many informations about Tarot. Isn't the Tarot something dark, mysterious, you know what I mean? And witch hunt, Middlesen, you know what I mean?
Well, look, thank you very much, first of all, for the beautiful introduction that you've given me, Mario. I really appreciate that.
Yes.
To answer your question, some people see Tarot as a darkness, but it doesn't have to be seen like that. A lot of people like it more as a resource, as something that they can go to for some spiritual guidance and to help them with answering questions and to seek some help whereby you're not going to be worrying some friend, but you're seeking some advice from the cards that can help answer questions to help you on your daily journey.
Well, that's very interesting. And can I master the tarot reading, or you know, I need to tune myself as well, or they need to be like somebody who's taking this very, very seriously? How these things work with the tarot? How many cards is there?
Well, that's a good question. Well, that's a good question about how many cards. But in the actual major arcana, in fact, I'll just count that if you don't mind. I've got it here.
Yes. Are you preparing something?
There's 23 cards of the major arcana.
Yes.
And then there's minor arcana, and they're broken up into little groups. Mm-hmm. So there's pentacles.
Yes.
And to do with like business and money and planning. There's cups are to do with the emotion. And there's also swords. Swords is more action based.
Yes.
What movement. And then the last one is wands, and wands is fire. They're kind of supposed to cover air, water, fire, earth.
Okay, I do have a question for you right now. Do you mind to just tell me why will people go, and what type of people will go to you to do tarot reading? Isn't that like a superstition? On, you know, people's gonna, or majority of people say, look, I don't want to do this. You know, that's not a good. That's not a truthful, but I know I have the experience with that one because I've done with you as well, and it was a spot on. But I just want to, I'm just curiosity for who is the type of people come to you? These are people usually who says in public, I'll never do this, or business people, or people who has a broken heart. How do things work? Who are they?
It's a very good question you're asking me, actually.
It varies
the type of people who come to me. Obviously, more women come than men, and I say that because, with all due respect, women are more open-minded about this sort of thing. I think it's because in society, women, it's more acceptable for us to talk about our feelings and to be emotional, and it's not so common for men or acceptable, but it's changing, thankfully, because it's terrific when men can talk about their feelings in the same manner that women can. And people usually come who have questions or have had experience or something. Sometimes it's when something major has happened in their life, they'll come for a reading. It's usually when people have something unresolved or they're making decisions and they want to seek some assistance from an outside source. And the cards can be a very great comfort and can be also very helpful. But a range of people from different age groups, it's not just one stereotype, if you understand me.
Well, that is very interesting. Now, I know that we spoke before that we arranged this interview that you're going to do some tarot reading, you know, for some of our guests, which we're going to call a little bit later. But tell me, does the people find answers on a tarot reading satisfactory, or they are not happy, or they want to know more? Or, like, how often I need to come to you and say, like, okay, Bella, you know, my heart is broken, and you know, that girl, she's seeing another guy, which is obviously not a good thing to ask, but you know, I mean, like, I want to know, like, if she's gonna come back to me, do you say, like, you know, you need to do this every 7 days, or you're doing every day, or once per month, or I need to lose my weight or something?
Okay, every day is a little bit frequent, unless it's you just using the cards as a guidance for yourself. But to seek a reading every day would be a bit too much, really, because normally it's a reading requires you to, you get some tips and then you go away and you work with them. I could give you an example. I gave a reading to a lady whose name obviously will remain anonymous earlier this week, and she had a relationship question and she also had a career question.
Yes.
And I asked her 2 days later, asked her for some feedback. How is she okay? And this is, I want to raise this because you say something about with tarot, what happens if it's got a dark side. It's very important for the person who's doing the reading to be responsible, like as if you're a counsellor or you're a nurse or your doctor. You're taking care of your client. You're not going to treat them brutally or say some bad news where it's going to really hurt them, because you have a duty of care. And as a tarot reader, you have a duty of care to the client. So this is why with this particular lady, I contacted her to see how she was from reading, and she's contacted me again, and she said she's had a lot of developments happen since our reading, and she might like a follow-up on one of those topics we covered. Now, that may happen next week, which means she's had a reading this week and one next week, just because for her, right now, she's having a few things happening, and she's liked it. But that's not necessarily the case for everyone. Some people might come once a week for if they've got a big issue, but sometimes it's maybe only twice a month, sometimes it's once a month. It really depends on the individual and what their questions is related to.
Okay, I do have this is very interesting. Now that we, you know, talk about tarot, Darren and I, we spoke about this and asked him, did you ever, you know, consider to see your future, you know, somehow? And he said, like, I'm creating my future. How the tarot cards actually work? Is this like when you shuffle the cards, you're putting your energy into these cards, and cards find a way of your answers, or is it something else involved, like something mysterious, like, you know, some spiritual world, or, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know.
You're very funny, Matt.
Yeah? I know. You should see me. You should see me what I can do in the snow with my name. Anyway, please continue.
Okay, it's a good question. When I put the top of the cards, the person with whom I'm reading for, it's really important as a reader to be focused on your client and put all other feelings and thoughts aside.
Yes.
Nothing else matters but the client and you helping to serve your client. That's the first step that I do. The second is I ask what the client wants to ask about, and as she or he speaks to me, I will shuffle the cards.
Yes.
And then I'll pull out, I'll put them in piles and pull out one that's right. And that's when a bit of energy goes into it. And I think, to be frank with you, I think my Reiki background, it helps me with the energy side of things. And not all tarot readers have that background. They all come from different backgrounds. But for me, I find that very helpful. And so I don't think it's anything evil. I think it's a lot to do with energy, intuition, and empathy, and feelings, and then it just seems to work.
Oh, that's very interesting. Well, look, Darren and I will want to, you know, guide our listeners a little bit to listen to some more music. We heard some nice commercials, you know what I mean? We have the great sponsors on for Live 90.5, and I'm truly grateful to them. And we'll come back with a live reading. We have the guests ready, lined up for you. So stay with us. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and we'll come back in a few minutes.
Live 90.5.
At Waterflow Plumbing, we trust and respect our customers. In turn, our customers know that we will always strive to put them first and treat them with respect, honesty, and give them the best in plumbing. A good relationship with our lifelong customers works both ways. We at Waterflow Plumbing are proud to assist our customers throughout the many stages of their plumbing life. For all your plumbing needs, call Waterflow Plumbing 0488 300 480 or email info@waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing, station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21 Winston Hills Mall and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
It's 19 minutes to one and you're alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Take it away.
Yeah, well done, Darren. Well, Darren, thank you very much for this lovely introduction. It's 90 minutes to one, as Darren says. And our guest, first guest on the show, Annabella van der Hoot, the lady who helps many, many people through Reiki healing, and she sees the future by using the tarot cards. And we are lucky enough that we have the guest on the studio as well who called. She called, I apologize, she called, and she wants to do the live tarot reading. Her name is Aline. We keep the surname and other details in discretion because this is not, nobody can hear us except, you know, I mean, everybody who's listening alive. So, Aline, thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you, Mario and Darren. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, like, look, I'll leave you now with Annabella. She's going to guide you through the process. And all our listeners, you can ask the questions a little bit later about Annabella's capabilities and her tarot reading or Reiki healing through the Facebook Business Insights with Mario. And you're going to find her details there. But now, Annabella, I will leave you with Aline. So show us how this tarot reading looks like.
Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful warm introduction, Mario. Good afternoon, Erlene. How are you?
Hi, Belle. Thank you so much. Okay, I've been listening to how you explain about tarot reading and all the energy, the Reiki energy, and I want to give you a try. Yeah.
Good on you. That's great. Now, perhaps you could tell me a little bit about you and then a little bit what your questions regarding so that we can start the reading for you.
Sure. So my background is that I'm a yoga therapist, and right now I find actually quite challenging to actually, because of the lockdown, so basically I could not doing face-to-face classes for my clients, so now I have to move online. So I actually find it quite challenging for me that, you know, to do it online because I'm so used to seeing my clients face-to-face, and I also, like what you say, you know, I also like to actually feel the energy of my client, and I can guide them more, you know, more appropriately. But because I can't do that right now, so I actually find it quite, I'm just a bit uncomfortable with just going online. So yeah. I'd like to ask you that, you know, so how can I actually navigate that feeling that I have, you know, from being like, you know, uncomfortable, like feeling that I know I still have not give the best service to my clients if I do it online. So how should I actually, you know, so can you just give me a bit of guidance on that?
Certainly. Well, so I'm guessing that you're coming from a background which is more of the traditional type of teaching yoga, which is where your students come to the class and they're in a room and you see them face to face. So you get immediate response and gratification from the students. And if they get stuck or they're having difficulty with a position in yoga, they will be able to ask you straight away.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereupon, now that we're moving, as you said, with the current climate we're in with the COVID-19, moving to the social online system, you can't see them as well visually. I presume some clients are shy to speak on the line, like, through the computer.
True, to some extent, yes. Like, okay. They won't tell you as though as when you're face-to-face. Like, face-to-face, you know, we are more like, you know, just having a casual chat, you know, to chat. And then, like, you know, I actually look at how the body language at the same time, you know, have the facial expression, and that tells me a lot. But even on Zoom or online, of course, I still can do that, but it's just very different feel.
Yes. And at the moment, how are you managing that situation when you're doing it? When you're doing it now, on the, I presume you've started on video Zoom setting.
Yes, so I'm doing it on Zoom right now. So as much as possible, you know, I try to catch, you know, the facial expressions, and of course that through the questioning that I ask. But you know, that is still to me, it's like it's just not enough. To me, that's my feeling, okay, that I have not give the best of myself.
Okay.
So just like okay. I'm not sure whether from now on, you know, is it a good platform for me to still continue giving my service?
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, while we've been speaking, I've already put the tarot cards in my hand and I'm giving them a shuffle. And
shuffle.
I will actually do this spread, but if I could just have your main one question you asked me. If you just want to clarify that one question, Erlene, while I then break the cards into piles. Would you like to just put what you've said into a sentence so that we can focus on that? Is that all right?
Yeah, sure. So I need guidance in terms of whether going online, going on Zoom, okay, with my clients is a good choice.
Okay, correct. Terrific question. I like it. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to put, I think, chakras in the cards, which we've been speaking, feeling your energy. And I'm now going to put the cards into three piles, and then I'm going to select the pile.
Okay.
In view of what we've said.
Cool, thank you.
Okay. And now I'm going to, I've got a pile in my hand, and I'm going to pull out a card and see what it says. Okay, the first card that I've pulled out now in view of your question is the Knight of Cups. Now, cups relate to emotion and feeling. And in what was said, I get the feeling that you're very passionate as a yoga teacher, that you like it very much, and you have a really strong need to help and give the best to your clients, and you want to do your best.
Sure.
Now, the Knight here, the Knight means he's on a journey, he's got a mission, and he's focused, and he's on, and I see that you're focused and you want to give your best. It's been a bit emotional, and you're deep in thought with that. But I would like to, if this mission's okay with you, pull another card, because I see this Knight of Cups is where you're currently sitting at the moment. But we want to move forward with this
decision,
don't we?
Sure.
Would that, yeah, because we want to find out how you're going to proceed now online, because we know that this is the way that we're moving with the current climate we're in.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to pull out more than one. So the second card I've got out for you now is the Hermit. Now, the Hermit means that you're working within yourself, you feel alone. And I think that when we do this online Zoom classes and videos, you might feel very alone because you're not seeing the person. You see the class through the computer. And I get the feeling that that's where you are. But that doesn't mean that with the Hermit that you're not going to be successful. That's just what you're feeling at the moment. But you just need to perhaps get over that feeling of being alone and just move further ahead with that. So it doesn't have to be a negative experience for you at all. It could be positive. You've just got to believe in it, because it means solitude and analysis. And you've been analysing this new situation for yourself in a productive way. Would that be correct?
Yes, correct, yes.
Is there anything you want to say in regards to what I've pulled out so far? Because if you have any questions now or anything you want to share, please let me know.
I think you are right in the sense that, just being okay with it at the same time and just move along. Even though, like you said, that, not seeing my client face to face, it's still like I'm just doing it alone. But again, that is just the mindset. I'm still helping them.
Yes.
So that is, yeah. So at least, there's a so-called like assurance from your reading that I'm actually, on the right track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And are you receiving feedback from your clients from the Zoom? I mean, I guess they can do a chat or they can email you later. Have they been giving you any positive feedback in regard to what you've done so far?
Yeah, they do. Okay, so I did ask them. They said that it's fine. Yeah, I think it's more like my own feeling that I have not given my best. Like one of the first cards that you pull out is regarding, I'm passionate with what I'm doing, and I want always want to give my best. So I guess to me, that I just feel that, I have not given my 100%.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, I understand that. Well, sorry, Mario, did you want to say something?
No, that was very interesting, but that's like, we're running out of the time a little bit right now.
Okay.
And
I
like
think
to...
what we should do is one more card to finalize it, and then I want to say a couple of words that might help early, and if that's all right, Mario.
Sure. Please, okay. Go forward.
Thank you. Just one thing I want to say about the Hermit is it means healing and self-exploring, which is what we're doing now. And for career, it says to maybe have a mentor to help guide you. I don't know if you've got any mentors to help you with this new transition, but maybe that would help you stop feeling so lonely early.
And if now we bring it up, I think that I actually found an online course just yesterday, So I'm actually getting some help in terms of, you know, how to actually show up on social media. So yeah, that's actually what happened yesterday. So I'm signed up for a course. And yeah, so I'm actually giving, taking some or asking or getting some help in that. That's good. That's very good. Well, look, lastly, I just pulled out a card for you, and it's the Fool. It might sound silly. It's the first card in the pack, but it's a young man, and he's starting out on this journey. And for you, I see this as a new platform for you. You're new. You're starting out the journey. You need to be careful, but you've got hope, and you've got a spring in your step. And I see that you will be able to manage this situation very well once you get used to it and you adjust. Because the Fool represents innocence. It could be a bit of risk. I guess the risk is that you need to make sure you're giving the best service, but it's also new beginnings. And I think that's where you're at the moment.
Okay, that's good to know, because it's definitely not, you know, like even like getting myself out there on social media is something new for me, and I'm actually getting a bit like concerned whether I'm giving my best at the same time. So yeah, so it's good to know. Good to know. Thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome. And just lastly, I just want to say, in regard to the additional, that you're on a new career, you've got your new enterprise happening. You just need to prioritise your workload, and especially when we're doing it online, I think we have to be more careful with our time management. And you're moving ahead swiftly, and I feel that things are moving quickly for you, because with the Knight of Cups, the first card, it's a lovely knight on a horse, and the horse is on a mission. And a journey, and this is a journey for you. So I see this as a very positive step for you.
Okay.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much, very much for that. Thank you, Aline, for the reading the cards. Darren and I were like, very, very curious to see how this works. Aline, I'm hoping you are satisfied with reading the cards and seeing your future through Annabelle.
Yes, I'm happy.
Oh,
yes.
That's a good light.
Yes.
I'd like to say thank you both for being the guests, you know what I mean? And Aline, thank you for calling Alive 90.5 FM and the Business Insights with Mario. Annabella, thank you very much for being our guest today. Your podcast and recording of this beautiful show is going to be later today on our website, alive90.5.com.au. And everybody who is interested in Annabella and her Reiki healing or seeing the future, please come on www.alive90.5.com.au and you're going to hear the interview with Annabella. Ladies, thank you very much, and thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you, Mario.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.
leaders experience European great hands at Granny Flat Leaders. The dream starts in your backyard. Our vision is to combine investment, design and construction to make your dream come to life. We want to help inspire you to make a change and experience great life improvements through Granny Flat Leaders. Call us now on 8076 1613 and ask us how, or visit www.grannyflatleaders.com.au. Sponsor of the Jukebox Jive program. Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centered on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Royal Shores, developed by Pace, is a new waterfront community in Parramatta, set right on the waterfront at the gateway to Sydney Harbour. Royal Shores is one of Pace's most unique urban developments to date. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Hello, this is Graham Johnson. Join me each Saturday night at 7 o'clock for the Night Moves program, featuring smooth jazz hits from the past. That's 7 p.m. Saturdays on Alive 90.5.
Hi, this is Happy Jack inviting you to join me for my Mid-Dawn Magic Moments program at the new time slot from midnight to dawn each Saturday morning immediately after Jukebox Jive with Kerry McGay. As before, it's ideal listening for all you night owls right here on Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5, all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. National Cabinet is meeting as we speak to discuss